The epistle for the 20th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Brethren, see how you walk circumspectly, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, become not unwise, but understanding what is the will of God. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is luxury, but be ye filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual canticles, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God and the Father, being subject one to another in the fear of Christ. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the 4th chapter. At that time, there was a certain ruler whose son was sick at Capernaum. He, having heard that Jesus was come from Judea into Galilee, went to him and prayed him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Jesus therefore said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you believe not." The ruler saith to him, "Lord, come down before that my son die." Jesus saith to him, "Go thy way, thy son liveth." The man believed the word which Jesus said to him and went his way. And as he was going down, his servants met him, and they brought word, saying that his son lived. He asked therefore of them the hour wherein he grew better. And they said to him, "Yesterday at the 7th hour the fever left him." The father therefore knew that it was at that same hour that Jesus said to him, "Thy son liveth," and himself believed and his whole house. Thus far as the words of today's Holy Gospel. And his mother said to him, "Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing." These words are taken from the Gospel of the Feast of the Maternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the middle of the 19th century, there was a young lady named Constance Estelle, born in France. To help support her poor family, she got a job assisting a wealthy family with the upkeep of their home and the care of their children. When she was only 32 years old, she developed tuberculosis of her lungs and of the bone in her right arm. Though she was given every treatment possible, she gradually grew worse. By August of the year 1875, all the doctors had given her up. But Estelle knew where to turn. She wrote a letter to the Blessed Virgin Mary and put that letter under the statue of the Blessed Mother. Here are some of the words of her letter. "My good mother, here I am again at your feet. You cannot refuse to hear me. You have not forgotten that I am your daughter and that I love you. Through your divine Son and for his glory, restore the health of my poor body." Her letter continues, "My heavenly mother, think of my parents. They will soon have to beg for their food, and it hurts me terribly to think of that. I trust in you, my good mother, and if you wish it, your son will hear me." She ends by saying, "You have my heart, O Blessed Virgin. Keep it always, and let it be a pledge of my love and my gratitude for your maternal goodness." Even when she was finally bedridden and growing weaker, this poor young woman never gave up hope. The sisters tried making Estelle as comfortable as possible, But the doctors, seeing the inevitable, stopped checking on the poor young woman. Her lungs were torn. Her right arm was swollen and paralyzed. And she had a tumor on the left side of her abdomen the size of a fist. And at this point, she could neither eat nor drink. On the night of February the 14th, Estelle was lying awake when suddenly the devil appeared in human form at the side of her bed. Hideous and frightening, he threatened her. But almost at once, Estelle saw the Blessed Virgin appear at the foot of her bed. She was clothed all in white, and she was beautiful beyond words and serene with the look of sweetness. Turning immediately on the devil, the Blessed Mother said, "What are you doing here? Don't you see that she is wearing my habit and that of my son, the scapular?" The devil, quickly turning from threatening to fright and terror, disappeared in an instant. The Blessed Virgin then turned to Estelle and told her, "Fear nothing. You know very well that you are my daughter. Courage, be patient. My son consents to be moved. You will suffer another 5 days in honor of the 5 wounds of my son. On Saturday, you will be either dead or cured. If my son gives you back your life, I want you to spread abroad my glory." When Estelle narrated these occurrences to the priest, he thought that these were the hallucinations of someone at the point of death. But a few days later, he was forced to change his mind. On Our Lady's Day, Saturday, the tumor from which Estelle had suffered for years vanished. None of her limbs were paralyzed or even swollen anymore. Her lungs were restored and perfectly healthy. Her tuberculosis was completely gone. Though she had been bedridden and given up by many doctors, she lived another 50 years until she died in 1926. Estelle was right. She knew where to turn. She knew to run to the one who always watched over her, who always cared for her, her mother, Mary. This same Mary is our mother, but her firstborn, her only natural son, was God. The Catechism of the Council of Trent explains that the second person of the Blessed Trinity was conceived by the power of the Holy Ghost and born of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Thus, theologians teach that the Blessed Virgin Mary gave to a divine person a human nature. Because she is the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is God, she is the mother of God. And like every mother, her first instinct is always to protect and look after her child. We see this clearly in the finding of our Lord in the temple, which is narrated in the Gospel of the Feast of the Maternity tomorrow. When our Lord was about 12 years old, Saint Joseph and the Blessed Virgin were leaving Jerusalem, and each spouse thought our Lord was with the other. When they realized that our Lord was not with them, they were distraught and having lost their child. The two spouses went back to Jerusalem, searching for him for 3 days. On the third day, they finally found our Lord. And on account of their distress and worry, the Blessed Mother asked her son, our Lord, "Son, why hast thou done so to us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee, sorrowing." Cornelius Alapide, the great scripture scholar, comments, "These are the words of a mother not finding fault with Christ, but sorrowfully unfolding her grief." This is just one event in the life of our Lord that shows us the great love and concern the Blessed Mother had for her child. We also are Mary's children, for our Lord, hanging upon the cross, gave her to us as mother when he told St. John the Apostle, in place of all mankind, "Behold thy mother." St. Louis de Montfort wrote that God the Father wishes Mary to be the mother of all his children. And she, obeying every wish of God, happily took us unto herself as her children. St. Louis again says, "Moved by pure love, this good mother always accepts whatever is given her in trust. And once she accepts something, she binds herself in justice to keep it safe." In other words, ever since she consented to be our mother, she has loved, cared for, and watched over us, her children, as a sacred duty due to God. Throughout our life, she wishes to cover us with her mantle, to protect us and save us for heaven. It is for this reason that she gave us the scapular. In 1251, she gave the scapular to St. Simon Stock, saying, "Receive, my dear son, this scapular. He who dies piously clothed in this habit shall be preserved from eternal flames." Thus, if one wears Mary's scapular, not with superstition, but with real devotion, that is fidelity to and love of her and her divine Son, then Mary pledges to us eternal salvation. This is proof of her spiritual protection over us. She does not want us to lose our soul, nor even to see us in any danger of losing it. As our good mother, she is concerned with our holiness, our physical safety, our health, and our happiness. Estelle Constance knew this well, and that is why she wrote a letter to her blessed mother. And she wrote, "I trust in you, my good mother. If you wish it, your son will heal me. You have my heart, O Blessed Virgin. Keep it always, and let it be a pledge of my love and of my gratitude for your maternal goodness." Estelle knew that her mother could and would take care of her. As Our Lady was concerned with our Lord in the finding in the temple, and as she cared for Estelle Constance in her illness, so our Blessed Mother worries, in a sense, over us. If we are in trouble, or if we put ourselves in danger, Mary takes pains to help us. She begins to seek us sorrowing. If we become lax or tepid in the practice of virtue, if we wander from the path to heaven, if we fall, or if we have lost our way, our loving mother comes fretting, in a sense, for our welfare. When large crosses of sickness, financial troubles, or family problems press against us, she is there to soothe our pain and encourage us on our path to heaven. But of course, this is dependent on us. She will come to help us more readily if we are more often call upon her and are devoted to our dear mother. If we wear her scapular, we are all the more deserving of her help, and she will give us a helping and a loving hand, sending us the graces we need. And she will move obstacles out of our way too, even putting the devil to flight as she did for Estelle. Thus, to obtain this special aid of our mother, wear her scapular with love, clothe yourself with her mantle, and stay safe under her mantle by fervently praying to her with her rosary. My dear faithful, one of the most beautiful prayers to our mother was written by Saint Bernard. Because we know this prayer from memory, sometimes we can lose its meaning. But listen and take to heart the words of the Memorare. Never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Never. I fly unto thee, my mother. To thee do I come. Before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. Let us then fly unto her, our loving mother, and beg her to hear our petitions and to help us in her mercy. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.